Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's not just like, and here's your change, bye. It's like, I know their kids' names.
You're going I know their kids' soccer games.
From Ohio.
Yeah.
He's gay and deaf and retarded.
So am I. We're going to meet later.
I'm going to fuck him.
I'll probably get arrested since he's retarded.
You're not allowed to fuck the retarded. Because ever since Biden, you're not allowed to fuck the retarded. I had a woman tell me one time that she, for something, you have to get a proof of residence. So you need some sort of bill with their name and address on it. I had a woman tell me that she is afraid of mailboxes. Completely serious.
Not so much going to the mailbox, but mailboxes themselves.
I never asked because I was mute for about 10 minutes after that. I had to leave. I had to get up and go to the back. But she just said, I'm afraid. Well, it was more like, I should fart, 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 fart. But I learned their weird language.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I'm afraid of mailboxes. They're dangerous. And I couldn't say anything. I just went in the back and I just sat there for like 10 minutes.
Contemplating life.
Just,
now, yeah, what if I was afraid of mailboxes?
I was like, what the fuck did I just hear? This can't be a real person.
Oh my God.
This is...
I always think that whenever I have customers that just like talk in circles or constantly like repeat themselves, I'm like sitting there like head in my hands at my desk, just like, this person's not real. This is part of the Matrix and the Matrix is glitching or something.
Yeah.
Like, I had a caller today. She was saying, there's some money that showed up in her account, but she didn't want this. She didn't want the money. She tried to like close her or cancel her claim way back when, but she kept like repeating that like over and over. But like there's slight variations to it. And then she added on like new stuff. Like, then we called about something about $1,000 and this and that. This is all one seamless thought. It's like word vomit. And it's just repeating. It's the same shit. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, I try to, you know, kind of cut in and try to help her. And then she just like goes back into it again. And I'm like, oh my God, tell me.
It's
so,
There's a surprising amount of people that have very weird personality traits.
Yeah. And then she told me that she works in customer service. And she's like, I know how it feels. And then she just keeps talking to him like, are you sure? You know how, like, are you sure?
No, bitch, if I went into Belk and you were there, I'd leave.
Yeah. I might even give you a smack across the face.
I'd kill myself in Belk. Just try.
If I walk in and I see you, I will walk out, grab my gun, come back in, shoot my brains out right in front of you.
I will shoot up a Belk because of you. I didn't have them, but I heard them. It was someone else's customer. Mm-hmm. And it was, all right, so we were thinking about this, okay? And looking at, okay? And so we liked the van, okay? Okay? And we, okay? And it was like Tourette's. It was like,
oh my
every
God.
Three words was like, okay, 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 okay. So, and like when he would talk, it'd just be like, okay, so here's what, okay, okay, okay. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I had a customer like that before. Not that bad, but I was like, shut up. Yeah, I had
dude, this was bad. Yeah. It was like every she would not say okay when she was breathing, and then there was okay, 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 okay. It's like Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I had someone that, like, whenever I start a call, I'm getting like their basic information. Every time I, like, as soon as I start asking the question, they just go, "Okay." And I kind of like stop for a second. I'm just like, "What? Okay, what?"
Yeah, I love when people say okay. It's not a response.
It doesn't, yeah. Just like,
they're like nervous that you think they didn't hear you.
Yeah, no, she okay. was like, she I could tell she wasn't nervous. She was just like, okay, and I'm still kind of like speaking, and I'm just like, huh. I need your what is it? What did I say?
It was a yes or no question.
Yeah, no, I'll be like, I'll start saying like, you know. Do you have a good callback number just in case we're disconnected? I'll be like, do you have a good... Okay. do you have a good callback number just in case we're disconnected? Okay. It's like, yeah, okay. But it wasn't as bad, obviously, but it's similar. Just like, okay. Shut up! Just shut
and,
up!
What's your number? Okay. It's okay. Okay, okay. Okay, okay.
I did have okay. that one time.
Okay, okay, okay.
Someone, I guess, just misheard me because I say, do you have a good callback number just in case we just get disconnected? And they just go, yep. I was like, I'll take it.
They're right. Like, I don't want you to call me back. if we disconnect, it's meant to be.
And like the one time they said, yep. And I kind of sat there for a second because I thought they were going to give me the phone number. And then they just go, hello? I'm like, fuck. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, man. That sucks. That's.
Oh, God damn it.
Fuck that, dude. I hate dealing with people. I hate it so much.
Dude, I had, yeah, it was today. I had a customer. She was trying to reach out to the examiner, and, you know, if I can get a hold of them, I can just transfer them over. And I called the one examiner, and they pick up, and they're like, hello. And I'm like, oh, great. I was like, hey, this is Joe. I got so-and-so on my line. They are wishing to speak to you, whatever. They're like, yeah, you can add them. As soon as I add them, they go, hi, this is so-and-so. And I'm like, you son of a bitch. fake son of a bitch.
Fake son of a bitch.
This is why everyone hates us. It's because of you. This is why I get yelled at about our lies are like water, whatever the fuck it was.
Your lies.
Your excuses are like water.
Your excuses. a greeting, sir.
No. I should have done that. No, don't hang up. No,
I've told you about like when car dealers see Asian people, they just everyone just goes,
yeah. Yeah, you did say that.
Shit.
Fuck.
Because it's just gonna be like, a prasa better. What? You a rory a prasi? It's like no. It's like, oh, okay. We's a reeve in. We leave you with a shame. I had like a Korean college student tell me that.
And they're leaving it with shame.
Yeah, I was like, sorry. It was actually, I was like, you know what? I appreciate it. It's cool. Those people I told you about that they set them up with the only Korean guy or the.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
only
yeah.
Asian guy at the dealership. She was like, sorry, I'll bring you shame. Like, it's cool. It's whatever. It's all fine. Right. You don't bring your shame. Deal with much worse.
Don't bring a shame.
But I don't know if I said it before, the guy they set him up with he's American. He's like, you know, he's half white, and he the way he talks to like Chinese delivery people is the funniest shit in the world. So like, he just, you know, how we're talking, he just talks like that.
Yeah.
But then they'll get Chinese delivery and he'll just be like, oh, a chinchou pimpong. Oh, oh, like yelling. He's like, oh, I'm gonna rock your fried rice. It's delivery guys.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. A ching chong bing bong. And I guarantee, I need to ask him, but I guarantee you that's what he did, the Korean girl. Oh, he's like, God. Oh, me, you very rocky, the cur. You rocky so much. It go vroom vroom real fast. It go car. I need to ask him because no shit, I bet he did that. I bet he's like, I'm gonna sell these people. I've gotta be like, oh, a greetings. Welcome, you bring a great honor. Me a happy fun time. But I'll never forget he's Japanese. Like, oh, greetings, me a rocket crab raccoon. The delivery guys are just like, what the heck? Man, when Asian racists are so fucking funny. Asian racism is the funniest shit in the world, I swear to God. Not when there's like genocide, but just like, you know, some guy being like, who looks exactly like a Chinese guy, is like, I hate Chinese people. Yeah, I don't know, just funny to me.
It's pretty funny.
I look in the mirror and I hate myself because I might be Chinese, I don't know. I don't even know if I'm Korean. I just better not be Chinese or I'd kill myself.
Yay.
What a terrific end to the pod, I assume.
I was going to say, I could end it.
Oh, me or
I
Rocky.
Could end it all right now.
You're going to kill yourself? Suicide pact?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. We'll do it over FaceTime.
Okay.
No, let's just go both kill ourselves in front of your mom.
But just my mom?
Yeah, just your mom.
Okay.
My mom's, you know, she's got a dead son, but she's spared seeing it. I think we've talked about that before. Of what? Us killing ourselves on FaceTime in front of our mom.
Oh, yeah, we have.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, because when... I don't. It was a little different. It was kind of like
it was gonna be like, oh, this is gonna be such a funny prank.
Yeah,
because
like one of us, we were like hyping each other up for it or something.
Oh yeah.
Something
you're
like
on
that.
FaceTime, and I'm like, hey, mom, check this out. This is Jack. This is Joe with Jackass. He's killing himself in front of your mom, dude.
I'm just like, yo, he actually did it.
Wild man.
God damn.
He did it.
Yeah, we did talk about that before.
Bro, I can't subscribe to our Twitch. I can't believe he did it. That's fucking, dude, wild man right there.
Yeah, subscribe to our Twitch. We're no longer active on it.
No longer active. That's the only video that's uploaded. That's the only stream. I don't think I would stream my suicide. Would you stream your suicide?
No. That.
Yeah.
No.
Nah, dude, leave me alone. I don't want 14-year-olds jerking off to me killing myself. I saw one. I don't know if we've talked about it, but Chris knew about it. It was a Facebook Live, and this dude he doesn't have a face anymore.
Yeah,
or
I saw
a head.
That.
You did see that one?
I saw that with a shotgun.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That was like that might be the worst thing I think I've ever seen.
Oh, dude, that was brutal. That shit kept me up.
Yeah.
He just does not have a head.
And it's just like... And like...
Okay.
It's not like the video like cuts off immediately after. It sits there for a minute.
Yeah.
I'm like, seriously?
Dude, fucking Christ. But question. Was that a goat in the background? A baby goat?
Oh, God. I don't remember. It's been so long since I've seen it.
Because... I said it was a goat, and I think it's funny. It's funny that that's the part we point out.
Yeah.
So, other than
the guy's missing face, was there a goat back there?
I do remember this conversation with Chris. I don't remember. I think he said dog, maybe.
I remember there being an animal.
I
don't
an want
to say there was a goat.
I swear I thought it was a goat. This is the part I hung on to. I'm like, why does this guy just have a goat?
I'm about to look this up now.
And I think whoever showed it to me was like, oh, I feel bad for the goat. I'm like, that guy doesn't have a head. I will eat that goat. That's fucked up to have that mentality.
God. I don't want to watch this shit again.
Oh, no, you can watch it. I'm not fucking watching it.
I'll have it mute.
I mean, you can play the fucking... Nah, that's pretty disturbing. Don't play the audio.
Yeah, I'm not going to play
that. That's very fucking disturbing.
Where's the animal at?
It's not at the end. It's at the end.
Oh, it's at the very end, like afterwards?
Yeah, it checks on him.
It's a dog.
Oh, it's a dog? Are you shitting me?
It's a little dog.
What the fuck? Why did I think it was a goat? That's weird. Why the fuck did I think it was a goat?
Oh, wait. Nah, it's a dog.
Are you serious?
Little dog. Yeah.
Does it look like a goat?
When it first walked up, it kind of looked like a little baby goat.
I owe Chris an apology. I called him a fucking lying Jesus.
Not fucking. Here we go. Because it looks like. What's that breed? Not a Chihuahua, but.
Seriously? Damn, now I'm tempted to watch it because I really thought it was a goat. That was my big takeaway from that video. It's like the guy had a.
Yeah, it's a dog. Because after it checks up on him, the police come in and it's walking around their feet. It's a dog.
Oh, they do? I didn't watch that far.
Yeah. But this is what I'm saying. Like,
damn, how'd they get there that quick? Facebook Live, call the cops?
Probably. They were probably calling the. They were probably. I mean, he has the gun with him during the live, so they were probably calling.
Oh, does he? I don't.
Yeah, he's holding it.
I'm not rewatching it. I thought he, like, picked it up out of nowhere and just.
Nah, because wasn't he. I mean, I don't remember. I'm not playing the audio. I don't want to look.
He's on the phone with somebody. Like, I guess a girlfriend or something.
Right now, he's just talking.
And he's like, all right, fuck it.
Oh, there's the phone. Okay.
He just goes, all right, fuck it. And head no more. Damn it. Am I going deep web again?
This is it's 2 minutes straight of just his body.
Oh, God. That's fucked. Yeah, play the audio.
I'm not playing the audio.
It's the night cast.
I'm not playing
with the Joes. We're getting weird.
I'm not playing the audio.
Joe, what are our fans going to jerk off to on this podcast?
To our sexy voices.
To us talking about having
sex. Yeah.
No, they like death, mutilation, and
yeah,
baby
well,
goats.
They can look that up on their own.
I don't. Where'd you find it?
I literally just looked up guy kills himself on Facebook Live, and
it's just up
thing.
There. Yeah. Damn. I wish I hadn't asked. Dude, I'm going to watch it. I know I am. I'm going to watch it and then go back to playing the Harry Potter game.
Oh, the game sucks.
Does it?
I don't know. Dude. Well, it's okay. It's okay. I was very...
Dropped a stack on that shit.
Did you start it yet?
Yeah, the opening's not wowing me.
Okay.
Slytherin, by the way.
I'm Gryffindor.
You fucking faggot pussy. Fucking pussy faggot.
There's... I'd say, like, the first half of the game is very fun. Like, getting to explore the castle and flying around and stuff. But then there's a point where all it is... It's just about rescuing the animals.
And seriously?
Yes. Every side quest you do involves rescuing an animal and putting it
in
the
fucking...
Oh, I
didn't even plan on doing many side quests.
Oh, well, that's the thing. Then they start becoming main quests.
What the fuck?
And then all of a sudden, there's the end, and then it ends, and I'm like, this was stupid.
I'll probably be fine, because quite honestly, I did not plan on finishing it.
But it is worth it once you get Avada Kedavra, the killing spell.
That's
very nice. Because once you get different spells, and then you can, like, you level them up, and then they work really well when you combo them, and it's very satisfying.
And is there, like, a morality system?
No.
No? Okay.
Well,
I thought...
Kind of.
Because do you remember in the very beginning where I thought I didn't really check around because I was like, I'm going to be a good guy. Because you go in between that portal,
mm-hmm.
and one side of the screen, like, turns red. And once you enter it, it turns blue.
Yeah.
I thought that might have been a choice.
It's kind of like... It's more so between the characters that you meet, not so much the actual story. So like, I don't know. I probably should play through it again and do like a pure evil route, see if it's different. But from my understanding, it's not. No, wait. No. Choices do matter. Never mind. I forgot. I forgot the ending has one kind of final choice type of thing. So I guess overall it doesn't really matter until the very end, but
yeah, you just make one choice and it's
yeah. But like,
my voice cracked.
I do remember like picking the killing spell. That's kind of like a morality choice. Even
like, I think, how would you like them to die, peacefully or without a head?
I think also if you use the, killing spell too many times, it like affects you a little bit, but it's not too crazy.
Yeah.
So there's something there, but it's not like, don't think of it as like fucking infamous.
Oh no, I wasn't. No. Yeah. I thought it'd be like, you know, there's probably three or four choices that
yeah. Choices maybe matter, but they're not that groundbreaking. It's really like the very end.
No, I really, honestly, the only reason I didn't actually go to get that. I changed my mind last minute. I was going to go get UFC 5.
Probably a better game.
Maybe I should have got that, but I was like,
I don't know. You might like it. It's
what would Baby Jura like? Yeah. Right. Like, I want to get something my girlfriend will like too. Like, she'll probably like that more than.
And I mean, if you like Harry Potter, you'll probably like the game. So I mean,
that's why I held off on it, because I was like, I've watched all the movies and I liked them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fucking weirdo. That's like,
yeah,
dude, I'm not a Disney adult. Yeah. You know?
I love the movies, but I'm not like hardcore about it. And I was excited for the game, but like, I don't know, I was disappointed with it overall.
I couldn't be around a Harry Potter adult. I'd kill myself in Facebook Live. That's what I would do if I met one.
I hate Harry Potter fans.
Fuck it. I don't know what boarding room I am. I don't know what the hat chose. Fuck you. I'm gay and that's it. It's the only personality trait.
Which room will I be put in if I'm just gay?
Hufflepuff, obviously. Avi, listen to the fucking name. I was thinking about switching myself to Gryffindor, and I was like, nah, dude, listen to the hat. As long as I'm not Hufflepuff, or I would switch it.
So you'll get different quests depending on which house you're in?
Really?
Gryffindor has the...
Do I get to bully anyone?
No. Unfortunately, every single character in this game, for some reason, is just super nice. Except for the bad guys.
That's lame.
One of the main characters that you meet, he's a Slytherin, and he's like just a good guy. And then you meet a Hufflepuff, they're a good person. Ravenclaw, good person.
Oh, that's lame.
And then a Gryffindor, who's basically just, you know, one of the Weasley twins, like the pranksters.
So I'm gonna watch.
Just a good guy, and I'm like, this is boring.
So I'm gonna play this, and I'm gonna be like, okay, so they've never like met a real person. They've never met a child.
Pretty much. The Slytherin guy, I would say, is the best. He has like the best little story, because he actually. Well, I don't want to spoil it, but I don't know. It eventually, if you keep doing his missions, you eventually get the killing curse, and then it's like he wants to use it but doesn't want to use it. It just like His stuff.
Why don't you just go kill my gay lover? Why don't you do it?
Just do it.
Main character.
Player.
Come on, commit a hate crime. Come on.
Looks directly into the camera, looking at you. Come on, player. Kill him. Come on.
I would love if Bully 2 was M-rated and they kept to the same thing. Did you play Bully?
I've never played them. I was never allowed to play any Rockstar games.
Oh,
until GTA 5.
You should go back and play them all. They're all amazing.
I think I can play it on PlayStation through their little PlayStation Plus shit. So I have to see.
No, Bully's great. It's just it's Grand Theft Auto for angsty teens. Yeah, for children. But I would love, because it's just child, which is most of the charm. It's just you they call each other, they'll say you snot.
Oh yeah.
You nerd. If they just made it Rockstar M-rated Bully, it's realistic, not in violence, just of what the kids say.
Yeah.
You would just walk into a room, it's you fucking faggot, fuck. I don't understand the changes my body's going through. You piece of shit. I want to fuck my mom and I want to hit you. Fuck. That would be awesome. No, that dude, you should definitely play at least Bully.
Yeah, I'll have to see if it's on there. I thought I saw it somewhere.
I mean, I'm sure you can get it on Steam and it'd be $5.
$5, yeah. I've been playing Helldivers 2.
Oh, I was reading about that.
Dude, that game's so fucking sick.
It looks, I don't know if I could get into it, though.
Nah, you can get into it. Basically,
I mean, I'm sure I could. Would I, though? Should I? Probably not.
I don't think you'd be putting a shit ton of time into it, but I think you'd like it. Because it's like playing almost something like Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
But good Left 4 Dead.
Never played Left 4 Dead.
What?
Nope.
I'm trying to think. You drop in, you have a little mission to do, and then you're just fighting nonstop either bugs or Terminators, basically.
Yeah. I watch this. It looks dope.
It's so fun.
I might have to watch Starship Troopers and then I'll play it.
Yeah.
Then I'll get it.
It is very, very much inspired by Starship Troopers. I've never seen it either, so I need to watch that.
I haven't either, but I just know. But
yeah.
Yeah, I need to watch that. I might watch that tonight. Fuck Harry Potter. Show recommendation.
Okay.
Surprising one. Never thought, or maybe I'm just turned into a middle-aged man. Dexter. Surprisingly good if you give it a little bit of time.
I got to halfway. I think I started season 5 and I had to stop. I kind of got tired of it.
Yeah.
But then I was going to get back into it. Did you watch the newer?
No, stuff? I've never seen anything of it. I'm on the second season.
Oh, okay. Telling you right now, 1 through 4 is fantastic.
Yeah.
Legit, really good TV. Season 5, it kind of, the thing about Dexter after season 4, because my parents watched it too, they said everything after season four, it just feels like it's repeating itself. So it kind of sucks.
No, I figured it should have been a shorter show because that idea cannot last.
Yeah. And then the end is notoriously bad.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I like it though. I like the Sopranos ending, and that's pretty controversial.
Yeah.
Have you watched the Sopranos yet?
No.
I'm still watching
The Shield. I'm almost done with it.
Dude, fucking turn that shit off and put on Sopranos. So much fucking better.
Yeah, probably.
It's fun, dude. It's like a comedy.
Yeah,
a comedy with amazing twist.
While I'm watching The Shield, my friend is making me watch an anime called Baki.
Is that the one where they try to be the strongest? Whatever.
Pretty much. I mean, they're all fighters.
Asian.
They're all fighters, and they're all just like stupidly buff.
Yeah, like, I've seen a very small amount of it.
It's very dumb, but it is hilarious because it's like it's basically just a bunch of meathead alpha chads beating on each other for basically honor and respect. And wanting defeat. It's like one guy, this guy is like he's an American that breaks out of it's not Alcatraz, but it's a prison off the coast of like Washington State. And he for some reason wants to go to Tokyo. Just because, you know, anime.
Yeah.
And he's pretty much he's like a main bad guy for the entire season. And finally, the one guy punches him so hard in the face, makes him retarded.
Nice. That's fucking awesome.
Because the whole thing is like, they were both trained under Kung Fu and under the same master. And, you know, like, I can't kill him because, you know,
we're trained together. It would be a dishonor.
Yeah. And so it's like a Of Mice and Men moment, you know, look at the flowers, but it's like a final standoff punch and he gets him square in the face.
And he makes him retarded.
Makes him retarded. But at first, like,
okay, I'm gonna have to watch this now.
At first they're in an ambulance and like every single cop car, like whatever, is surrounding this ambulance. Because they're ready to fight him if he gets back up. And the guy that punched him in the face is sitting there just calm. And then all of a sudden the American gets up and he's silent. And he looks out the window and he's looking at Tokyo Tower and it's all lit up. And he just goes, "Candy! Candy!" And they're like, "What?" And he's like, "Papa didn't let me have candy." And then
the guy
that punched him kind of like puts his hand on his shoulder and he's like tearing up and he's like, "I'll get you all the candy that you want." And I'm like, what am I watching? I'm like, and of course, like every like main character that's like
tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Fighter. Their design is so funny because their heads are so tiny, but their muscles, bro, their muscles have muscles on top of muscles, and their necks.
Oh no, dude, I've seen it.
It's
wild.
It's so funny seeing this buff guy being like, "Candy," and then the other guy's tearing up like, "I'll get you all the candy that you want." I'm like, I don't know. I'm texting and I'm like, dude, what am I fucking watching?
I was introduced to that show by, this was like probably 2019. I'm hanging out with my drug dealer's cousin, as you do. And he just has this shit on, and it's like, it's just some guy. It's like him in like a schoolyard, if I remember right. And there's just some guy who's like, your father may have been the strongest, but now I beat you, or whatever. And then he just hits him, or, and I'm like, the fuck is going on? And
That's
he's
a
like explaining to me, and he's like, dude, this guy is like the strongest guy. Okay. I'm like, yeah. So like he there's a competition where you try to be the strongest guy. I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, yeah, well, he's the strongest one.
The it is very
I'm
much like at the beginning it's like there's five fighters and they're coming here and Baki, you're the strongest one. You got to prove your strength. He has yet to fight somebody. And there's 13 episodes I think for this one season. And I think he fought one guy and lost badly.
he's holding back. Wait until
He's
his power.
too busy awkwardly kissing his girlfriend.
I love, my favorite is when people, they have like this thing they're into and they super over explain it. To where it just sounds so like I'm trying to. There was another thing someone showed me. Oh no, I remember. This is more justifiable because we were kids. I had a buddy. He was showing me Assassin's Creed, and he was like, "Dude," and this guy was just he's just a fucking liar. Like even now, he's like, "Dude, this game's so historically accurate." And
No, it's not.
I was like, so like, well, in my mind, I history might be. I haven't checked into, Italian Renaissance at the age of 8. I was like, so like, I'm like, you're saying people could like free climb and jump like this? He's like, dude, you gotta think they didn't have TVs then. So like they had time to
So of
do
course
this.
they were just mastering parkour.
And I never thought about it at the time, but thinking back on it, I'm like, what in the fuck? He was just straight up spitting shit.
That's hilarious.
That was also Baki, was like, dude, if you think about it, there's someone who's does this.
No.
There's a strong,
No.
there's a guy who's the strongest.
No.
He's so
Bro.
strong, he'll make you retarded, bro. If you
No.
think, dude, they don't have TVs in Japan.
No, there was a fight. I shit you not. The guy throws live ammunition into a guy's mouth, kicks his chin to make the live ammunition explode. Now this man is just missing his cheeks.
And I have my
And
buddy
he's.
be like, dude, that's based off a true story. If you didn't
Like, that
know.
man is dead. I don't care if he's the strongest dude alive. That man is dying.
No, you can get so strong to where bullets don't hurt you.
He had a box of live ammunition in his mouth. He was sending a smoke signal with his mouth. Like, the entire city saw the smoke cloud from the explosion. And he's just sitting there perfectly fine with two holes. You see, like, it's kind of like a weird two-face thing. Like, you can see, like, his inside his cheeks, like his teeth.
Yeah.
So it's like, and then they just, like, wrap it up with some gauze, and then he's just fine.
Yeah, I would have somebody that'd be like, dude, that's based off a true story. I looked it up, dude. No, I heard it. My sister's boyfriend told me that this actually happened. Do you have any memories of someone just telling you something that's just complete bullshit? that you didn't realize until later, or at least there's plenty of times where I just didn't have the confidence to, like, you're full of shit.
Yeah. I mean, I remember this one guy, this was like elementary school, I think. And he like tricked a bunch of us thinking that in one of the Halo games, one of the characters just like flashed their tits.
I miss those. I miss those fucking stupid rumors.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm like, no, it's not. And like at the time, I've never played Halo because I didn't have an Xbox. And like, yeah, dude, they flash their tits. And I'm like, nah. And it was like, he's like, yeah, it does. Yeah, they do. And then like, I had like one friend who played Halo and he's like, I don't remember that part. And I'm like, I don't know what to believe.
Yeah.
My mommy won't let me play the game if they're flashing tits everywhere.
Don't tell my mom that they showed tits in Halo. Okay. Be cool. Just. Yeah. The guy that told me, wait, what was the first one? I can't remember now. The fucking the first bullshit story. The guy that told me that, he had a similar thing, but it was about Red Dead Redemption, first mm-hmm. one. He's like, dude, you won't believe it. I'm like, what? He's like, so when John comes back to his home and he meets his... Dude, you can fuck the wife. I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, dude, there's like a little mini game where you fuck the wife. Like, do you have to do something special for it? And he's like, no, dude, it's just like it's the addition of the game I have. And I was like, dude, I played the entire game. I stayed at your house for like 2 days and played the entire game. Why doesn't it do it, Mike? Dude, you got a different edition.
Yeah.
My uncle got this from Rockstar. Dude, my uncle's in the Coast Guard, but he works for Rockstar on the side, so he got me this special edition where you get to see boobs. It's very cool.
It's fucking sick, dude.
Dude, it's sick. You're missing out. I'm sorry you can't see it. But
there's only one edition in the whole world, and I have it. So,
you know, I still talk to him sometimes, and it's still, I don't say anything, but he's just like, I'm like, hey, you know, he moved to like, I think Colorado or something. I'm like, hey, how is it over there? He's like, dude, you'll never believe it. when you like suck on a girl's titties, wine comes out. Like it's that level of bullshit. Oh, he's like, dude, I ride the slopes and I fuck waitresses. That's what I do. That's my job as a man.
As a man.
I was like, all right, cool, dude. I'm glad for you. And honestly, next week he's gonna be like, dude, you know how they they killed Bin Laden a while ago. I actually did that. He wasn't dead. He was hiding in Colorado.
That Zero Dark 30 movie is actually all fake.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit. That's fucking lying. You know, I actually lured him out with the sex scene in Red Dead Redemption. He wanted to see it, so I got him. I got his ass.
I texted Bin Laden and I was like, dude, you got to check out this copy of Red Dead I have. And I flew him out. And when he rolled up to my house, I just double tapped him.
You know, two in the head.
Yeah.
You know how we do, bro.
I don't know how they made this Zero Dark 30 movie, but.
I hope he's not. He might be listening to this. I'm sorry. You honestly might be listening to this. I didn't think about that. Shit.
You liar.
He listens. He found it.
He found it?
Yeah, he found
the Maybe pod. This is another lie. Maybe this is another lie.
How would you guess that? It does. I don't. He doesn't even know me by that name. By Joe, I always went by my middle name.
Oh, that's right.
So I was like, how the fuck did he find this? That's what's perfect. You know, I've told you about, like, my girlfriend tells people, and I'm like, please don't fucking tell people.
Yeah.
She's like, why? I'm like, because I talk shit about most people on it. Especially you, you dumb cunt. Fuck you.
Because I don't want people to listen to what I'm saying.
No, I don't want people to hear. It's also embarrassing to go around being like, I have a podcast. Yeah, I
got a podcast.
Why don't you listen to it?
Yeah.
Why don't you listen to me be
even
gay?
Like, even telling a couple of my friends that I started a podcast was like the most painful thing to get out.
Yeah, I don't know how you did that. I never told a soul. They just found out.
Because sometimes I'll when I game with them, I'll be like, I'll be on a little bit, I'm recording the pod. And we had one guy, he joined our little group. I've known him since elementary school, but he didn't know I had a podcast. And I kind of just threw it in there. I was like, I'll be on a little bit recording the pod. And he's like, well, you have a podcast? And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Shit.
I was like, yeah. He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, fucking nothing.
No, you should have been like, I'll be on a little bit. I have to have gay sex and do drugs.
Yeah, that'll be the new code. That'll be code for doing the pod.
That's where I'm gonna start telling people. I'm like, then, Mom, I gotta go. I have to have gay sex and do drugs.
And he has Discord, but he doesn't have a PC or anything, so it's all through his phone or his Xbox. So he's like, link the pod. And I'm like, I don't want to. He's like, no, I want to listen to it. And I'm like, fuck. So I threw it in there, and then I don't know if he...
Dude, I know... Anyone who has mentioned it to me, I'll immediately be like, please do not listen to it.
Yeah. My one friend, he listens to it, like, on and off. And he'll just, like, randomly text me. Like, you know, there was, like, that long streak where we weren't playing, like, the intro outro music.
Oh yeah.
He it was like a month or two ago. He's like, what happened to the music? And I'm like, what? And he's like, the podcast music, what happened to intro outro music? And I was like that was like 2 years ago. We got it back up.
I'm glad someone appreciates the effort.
And then
I put into the music intro outro.
And then like a little bit, like a few weeks later, he texts me and he's like, oh dude, the new stuff is awesome, like the intro stuff's cool. And I'm like, okay.
He's just listening to the intro.
I'm like, well, what about the episode? And then
we talked about being black and gay.
That was another thing. Like, I don't think he would just like randomly pull up, like bring up, like we're in a group chat together with a bunch of my friends, and he would just randomly put in like, dude, Joe's racist. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, listen to your pod, you're racist. And I'm like, oh my god.
Oh, that's awesome.
So yeah, he listens to it, but it's like every once in a while he just texts me, because like where he works, he has a good chunk of time where he's not doing
anything. It's background, dude. Podcasts in general should be background music. Background sound.
So he has like five podcasts or something, and we're one of them. But yeah, it's just funny.
Do you remember the guy I told you about that, like, I met at a bar? No,
and we were going to bring him on.
Oh, were we? I don't know. I've said that about literally everything. We added him. Did we?
We added him. Hold on. Let me see if I can.
Oh, no. Different guy. Different guy.
Different guy. Okay.
No. Yeah. No, I met. It was like very confusing. My girlfriend's dad's friend's son. And we went to a bar together. And then she told him about the podcast, and it's a similar situation where he was like, he has a lot of time to listen to shit. And so he most likely has listened to the pod. And I think the very next episode, I was talking.
Talking shit about him.
I don't know if I was even talking shit, but I was like, immediately, I just want to tell them, I'm like, don't fucking listen. Like, it's going to be racist and you're going to be brought up because I've spoken to a human being. I need something to talk about.
Oh yeah. Over the weekend, my cousin was here with her two kids and her husband, and you know, just showing the place around, and then he sees my setup, and he's a pretty, like, he's pretty tech savvy, and he sees the mic, and he's like, "Whoa, what are you doing with that high tech mic?" And I'm like, "Nothing." Just playing games. No
Just talking to my bros.
No podcasts here or anything like that.
I'm not gay. No podcasting here.
No podcast. Because I'd know for a fact if he listened to this, he would not like it.
He wouldn't.
No.
Why?
It's not his type of humor, I don't think.
Starting in phone calls.
Yeah.
From your sister.
Even
Why are you racist? You know?
well, I don't even know how, but my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, found it. I don't know, maybe my brother told him or something. But like, there was one time he was like, because this was before I got the job with Lincoln. He was like, "With the podcast you do, you should do like a 911 operator." And I'm like, wait, run that back. How do you not have a podcast? What's this? What did you? What? But then he was like, "Yeah, you should be a 911 operator." And I'm like, "No."
You do have a nice voice, Joe. You definitely have the better voice of the
Thanks.
pod.
But I don't think I can remain calm. That's the big part.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah.
I just want to get kill himself.
No, I just started off just like, "Hello?"
What's wrong? I told everybody just calm down. Okay.
Breathe. Breathe.
All right,
Breathe.
you say your husband's chopping the door down with an axe.
Okay. So I what I
Breathe with
um
me.
what you need to do is you need to jump out the window.
Have you tried leaving?
Have you asked him nicely to put down the shotgun?
Why don't we just talk? Put him on the phone.
Let's
Let's talk this out.
reference the Pepsi commercial where we, you know, let's put down the gun.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Khloe
Put,
Kardashian.
make
No
sure
more
you
killing.
open palm cover up the barrel of the shotgun and just gently push it down and
Yeah.
offer him a Pepsi.
Man, calm down. Have you
No,
tried
give him
offering
a
him a
Snickers.
Pepsi? He's not you.
You're
He's
not
not.
you when you're
You're not
hungry.
you when you're hungry. I told that to somebody today. It was like a Mad TV joke. And it was like the whole joke was like a cop pulling over a black guy, and it's just it's a Snickers commercial, but it's just like Snickers. You're not you when you're hungry. It's like, that's literally just saying the N-word.
I think you told me that before.
Yeah, I think I did.
Because I've definitely heard that. I think you
It was
said that
just
before.
maybe I did. I might have stole the Mad TV bit. I was watching a lot of Mad TV reruns for a little bit. Well, like clips. They don't have it on anything anymore.
Right.
Which is a damn shame. They did for like a minute. It was on HBO for a week.
Has to be on something.
It's really not. They don't even. There's no DVDs. You can't buy DVDs either.
Well, physical media is like out the door right now.
Excuse me, sir. I have 30 DVDs.
No, like new stuff.
Mad TV's not new, though. That's what I'm saying.
No,
It's not on
I'm
anything.
I'm saying just in general, like nowadays they're kind of just getting rid of shit. So you have to like make sure you're getting, like with streaming, this is totally changing the subject, but with streaming
away from Snake.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Like, especially when like Barbie and Oppenheimer were coming out, because you know Christopher Nolan, being Christopher Nolan, it's not like it's in theaters for however long, and then it's not on streaming for like fucking forever. And he wants like those DVD sales, and it's like around that time people started finding out that like some of these shows or movies are put on streaming for so long, then it gets forgotten, and then it becomes lost media. So like there's a show called Over the Garden Wall, which was a really big Cartoon Network like special.
Yeah.
And it was on HBO, I think. And it was very hard to get. Like, I don't think they sell the DVDs anymore. And then HBO was just like, okay, we're dropping it. So it's like, you can't get the DVDs anymore. And you're just letting it go. It's like no one's getting it, picking it back up. So now I think Hulu got it, but I don't think they have all the episodes. So it's like a really weird time now where streaming is leaving again, or like we're going back to getting DVDs again. Instead of relying on streaming. We're going back to cable.
Hell yeah, dude.
I mean, fucking at this point,
Sorry, what was the name of the show again?
Over the Garden Wall. It's like an animated, I think it was like a kid's show. I never watched it. I heard it's supposed to be really good, but
I'm just checking the archives.
You can watch Mad TV on Sling TV. For free.
Sling.
Yeah.
You don't need a subscription? For Sling? You tell me they're giving away Sling?
You probably have to pay for Sling, but...
Terrible. I might, honestly. I love Mad TV. I think it's the funniest fucking show. Besides Key and Peele. I showed, remember Ronnie? Did I talk about showing Ronnie Key and Peele?
I don't think so.
Alright, so I don't see Ronnie anymore. But
what?
We're not. He had to break it off. You know, his wife and all that. I remember one time I showed Ronnie Key and Peele. And, loved it. He loved it. But then it came up. It was I don't know if you remember. It's like the army clip. So it's when they're marching. And Keegan is like, you know, doing all that shit. Like, I'll come home with PTSD.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, well, anyways, it's basically just been like, yeah, the army's not a great choice. Your life's going to be fucked, you know?
Right.
And then that's when Ronnie checked out.
Oh, no.
Because Ronnie is the type of guy that's like, my brother was a NAM. I'm like, all right, sorry, Ronnie.
Just laugh at the video.
No, it was just a weird... Yeah, it's a weird thing to be like, my brother, he did something. And I don't know. That's just weird to me.
Yeah.
But like, my brother was a NAM. That's the same as me, you know, me saying it was like, I did not serve in NAM to be treated like this.
Right.
Damn.
Rest in peace, Ronnie.
R.I.P. Ronnie. He's dead. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ronnie's dead. I didn't mention that part. I just said we're not working together anymore.
Yeah, I thought you guys broke up. Dead. I thought that's what you were talking about.
No, he's dead. Yeah.
Damn, that sucks.
Well, R.I.P. Ronnie.
That'll be the title of the episode.
R.I.P. Ronnie.
Rip Ronnie.
It'd be hilarious if Ronnie listened. That would be the absolute funniest shit.
Yeah, he.
It's just him, like, it's on 100 volume.
Yeah. Oh, this is that show that Dalton listens to.
Yeah, yeah. It's me by Dalton. He's like, oh, you know, and Ronnie's always very positive. He'd just be like, you know, I don't understand how they do that. You know, it's very intuitive. You know, Dalton's doing something. You know what, buddy? I'm proud of him. It's all right. I don't understand it, but it's okay. That's all good. Ronnie really will be, unless, like, you know, you were like, I'm gay. He'd be like, you know, other than that, he'd just be like, you know what? That's all right, buddy. That's pretty cool. He's like Jimmy Carter. He's very laid back. He's just like, you know, I could say it. I said some crazy shit to Ronnie just to see what he would say. Just be like, Ronnie, I really just want to buy a hooker. It's like, oh, that's all right, buddy.
That's,
you know, all
right. That's cool.
You know, I've had plenty of hookers in my time. I can give you the numbers of a couple. It's all right. That's just, that's your choice. Your body, your choice. You just figure it out as long as you're not fucking a man. That's okay. That's okay by me, buddy. I'll get her. I will get you done, buddy. I'll just figure it out. Miss Ronnie.
Me too.
I need to introduce you to Ronnie.
We'll have to do like a Johnny, fucking Skype call or something.
He will never be able to figure out Skype.
I probably won't even figure out Skype. I haven't used Skype in like 10 years.
I had to explain email to him.
Oh, geez.
So it's not. Yeah, it's not.
All right, I'll have to take a drive.
Yeah, just come. That would be a very cool episode. I'm not going to be in the episode. You just interview Ronnie.
Okay. Well, it'll be a two episode special. The first episode is me driving up.
It's 4 hours each.
No, we'll edit it, but it'll be just pure silence and me just raging at other drivers because they can't fucking drive. Yeah. And then the second episode is me interviewing Ronnie.
He's going to be like, how was the drive, buddy?
Fucking bullshit, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, man. I hate that for you.
That's all right. Well, it's a little long.
As long as you're here, what are we doing here?
Just getting to know you, really. You know,
yeah.
Dalton, yeah, well, I call him Joe, but Dalton and I have like a little
show. Yeah. A show.
Yeah.
Is it on Fox?
No.
Are you with the Fox News?
No.
I love me some Fox News, buddy. I'll tell you that much. I love me some Fox News. I put it on in the morning.
I'm not on Fox News.
But seriously, you put on Fox News, and that's just a good way to start the day, buddy. You know, you show up, you put on the Fox News, you eat your breakfast. It's very peaceful.
Sure.
It's a nice way to start the day. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. What were you saying?
You
also love Fox News?
No, but... I don't really watch the news.
You don't want... Oh, okay. But, you know?
Yeah, you know, just want to have...
My daughter's a fucking faggot, too, so... Okay.
He
wouldn't say that. He wouldn't say that. okay, just... buddy. What do you watch? What are you into?
I just like to watch, you know, the TikToks, you know, on my phone or
the talk ticks. What is that? Is that like the show Baki?
Oh, you like that show? Actually, I'm almost done with season one.
Really? The way they're so Japanese just makes me laugh. And
yeah. I mean, yeah, sure.
Do you watch any of The Rifleman?
No.
You seen that? You ain't say, oh, man, you need to go home and watch The Rifleman. I'm telling you. Or what is it? Heartland. You seen any Heartland?
No.
Oh boy, I tell you, that is. See, there's a guy in the show, and he's kind of a bad apple, buddy. I won't lie to you. He's a bad apple, and he's kind of rough around the edges. But he falls in love with this girl, and they're in the Heartlands, and he turns around.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, that's good TV, buddy. I tell you that much. You know, I don't know. Buddy, I don't know a lot.
That's okay.
This is a real conversation, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot, but I tell you, his name's Jim, and he he's all right, but he can rope. What he can do. He can rope. he can do it.
Define and, rope.
he ropings, buddy. We don't. He ropes.
Ropes.
He's roping.
Sure. Sure.
He starts out. He's a bit of a. He's a bad apple. He's a druggie. He turns it all around. Cause a Bella Jean turns him around in the Heartlands.
My God, we're almost at 2 hours.
God damn, seriously? All right, let's end this. We'll do Ronnie next week.
Yeah. Rip Ronnie.
RIP. Still alive, Ronnie.
Clearly alive, yeah.
Still very much alive, surprisingly.